With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The 2018 Farm Bill is now headed to President Trump's desk. The U.S. House passed it this afternoon with strong bipartisan support. The Senate passed it yesterday. Montana's lone Congressman, Republican Greg Gianforte, voted in favor of the nearly $900 billion bill that sets crop insurance rates, funds the food stamp program, and outlines conservation and some forest management programs for the next 5 years. Gianforte spoke on the House floor ahead of the vote.
This farm bill gives our farmers and ranchers a strong safety net that protects them against the impact of natural disasters and unpredictable, unfair trade practices of other countries.
Gianforte said the bill protects Montana sugar beet growers and producers, supports agricultural research services, offers grants for rural emergency services, and improves rural broadband. Both of Montana's senators voted in favor of the bill, too. The Montana Supreme Court has rejected an appeal by three taxi and limousine companies that sought to strike down a law allowing ride-sharing companies like Uber to operate in the state. The court ruled 5-0 yesterday to uphold a lower court's dismissal of the lawsuit by the owners of companies in Livingston, Bozeman, and Helena. A 46-year-old man has died after his vehicle crashed while fleeing Montana police. The Cascade County Sheriff's Office says its deputies responded to a call about 1 o'clock this morning and located a vehicle, which intentionally backed into a police vehicle and then pulled away at a high rate of speed. The name of the man has not been released. The Montana Supreme Court today struck down a 2015 state law allowing tax credits for donations to private religious schools. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The court's 5-2 ruling voids the dollar-for-dollar tax credit up to $150, which passed largely along party lines out of the 2015 legislature. In the court's majority opinion, Justice Lori McKinnon says the law steps over the line created in the state constitution that prohibits the legislature from making any direct or indirect appropriation to aid religious schools. The State Department of Revenue argued against the new tax credits. The ACLU of Montana filed as a friend of the court supporting the department. Alex Raitt is the state ACLU legal director.
Our framers were very concerned about excessive entanglement between government and religious educations and religion in general. Today's ruling was a vindication of our framers' intent to prevent just that.
Justices Beth Baker and Jim Rice disagreed with the majority of the court's decision on the tax credit program. Baker wrote in her dissent, quote, "The court's interpretation ignores, for the most part, the plain language of the Constitution and our constitutional history," unquote. However, the two dissenting justices joined with the majority view that the Montana Department of Revenue exceeded its authority in its response to the legislation after it passed. The Revenue Department wrote regulations forbidding religious schools from the new tax credit program over concerns that that would violate the Constitution. Parents of three religious school students filed lawsuits arguing that those regulations were discriminatory. Last year, a judge in Kalispell ruled in their favor. The Supreme Court's ruling Wednesday overturns that decision. Republican Senator Lou Jones, the original sponsor of the law in 2015, says this is not the end of the fight for those who want to see tax credits for their donations to religious or private schools.
I am not at all surprised. This bill was always headed for the U.S. Supreme Court.
Supporters of the struck-down tax credit law say they plan to appeal their case.
A Montana Blackfeet woman, Kimberly Loring Heavyrunner, told a U.S. Senate committee today that law enforcement seems to care more about wildlife crimes than solving reports of missing and murdered indigenous women.
Back in Montana and Browning, there was a poached deer, and they found fingerprints around the deer. And that exact same day, they sent it all to the crime lab.
Heavy Runner testified in Washington, D.C. today at a hearing about investigations into the deaths and disappearance of Native American women. Heavy Runner says her family is still waiting for key evidence in her missing sister's case to be sent to the crime lab. Ashley Loring Heavy Runner disappeared in June of 2017.
I believe that the deer, it's sad, was treated more seriously than us humans.
The Associated Press this year found that Native Americans and Alaska Natives, who comprise less than a percentage point of the U.S. population, make up almost 2% of ongoing missing cases in the FBI's National Crime Database. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.